Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Often we hear about someone who has dramatically changed their lives, and then we ask ourselves, how did they do that? And then we wonder if we could ever do the same thing. Well, my guest today, Sarah Centrella, has turned her life around in a remarkable way, and she'll be talking to us about exactly how she transformed herself from a single mother on food stamps to one of the most sought-after speakers and motivational gurus out there. Sarah just wrote a book that was published this week and it's out in stores all over the place called Hustle, Believe, and Receive. It's a method that combines 8 steps and will work for anyone who is willing to work through the steps. So Sarah, welcome to the show. So excited to have you with us, especially during
this
incredible week.
Thank you so much, Erica. Thank you.
So let's talk about the 8 steps that you highlight in the book.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there is... It's basically, the idea is that wherever you are at any stage in your life, you know, you may be at rock bottom, like the worst possible scenario. If you implement these 8 steps, you can get where you want to go. And they start out with dream it. You have to initially have a dream or a vision of where you want to go. And, you know, some of the other steps are do it, which is you got to put the work in. You can't just dream it.
Right.
And then... you know, believe it, like we talked about a little bit ago. But then you also have to say it. You have to put it out into the universe and write it down. Put your goals down. Make yourself accountable. Then my favorite, which is see it. And that incorporates my future board, which is probably what most people know me best for, I would say.
So is that kind of like a dream board or vision board or, you know, people call it different things?
Right. It is. I mean, I think I approach it quite a bit different than anyone I've ever heard of approaching it. And to give you an idea, 9 years, well, in 2009, so how many ever years ago that was, I'm not great at math, but 2009, I put a picture on my first vision board of Yankee Stadium. And I just have to tell you that right now, as we speak, I am walking to the field of Yankee Stadium right now.
Wow.
In my life would I have imagined when I put a picture of the stadium on there saying that I wanted to go to a game at some point in my life that I would be getting a behind-the-scenes tour of the stadium and on the field. Like, it's crazy. So that gives you kind of an
that
idea
is,
of the way
That's
that
great.
Things have manifested in my life over the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, which is really what created this movement that you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I mean, yes, and congratulations on everything. And just, you know, I love when you are explaining that kind of this future board or this vision that you want to have for yourself, that I think it really encompasses the emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, all of the parts of ourselves, you know, into one thing. And then really understanding that if we hold ourselves accountable, put it out there, tell someone, have the board, write it out, say it out loud, all of that. How does that momentum actually, how does that transpire into something actually happening in your life?
You know, I think it is a combination of all of those things. I kind of talk about it almost like a parfait. You have to layer all of these things. So you learn, you know, one step at a time, but it's not like, okay, once I dream it, I'm done with that. It's like all the other things that you do, they reinforce the dream more and more every day in your life. So these are almost practices that you put into place on a daily basis for the rest of your life. Not a quick fix diet, you know, to change your life. This is like the journey for the rest of your life.
Right.
So I think all of those things, when you do them together, they do create that momentum that you're talking about that gets the universe in motion, that makes things, you know, manifest in a way that a lot of these concepts don't manifest for other people because they're not doing the other steps too. You know, you can't, like I said, you can't just think about it or dream it.
Right.
You actually have to do these other things that call it into your life on a much faster basis.
Right. And I think that's important for people to understand that, you know, like when you set an intention, I mean, you can't just write it down. You have to feel it like inside your bones, inside your heart. You know, you just can't, you know, put something up on a wall, a picture of Yankee Stadium, and not feel what that would feel like to actually walk into it. Or how would you feel that morning waking up and knowing that that was going to happen? I think that is so much more powerful to really get inside of yourself and trigger that internal response, right?
Right. And I think it's a difficult thing because a lot of people will talk about that. But if you don't know anything about self-help and you don't know how to do that, you really don't know how to do that. You know, if you've never been, how do you imagine it? Like, how do you start to think of it as, you know, reality when it's so far from your reality? And I think that's one of the really unique things about the book is all these concepts I break down so a 2-year-old could understand them. Like,
great. That's fantastic.
I'm a very, you know, like, I speak in a very simple way. So, you know, it's easy. You know what I mean? I tell you how to do it from the very, very basic aspect of it.
Yeah. And I love that. Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds like it's very easy to comprehend and not overwhelming for anybody. And it's something that someone could start today, right? So if someone's listening out there today, and they really want to start to have some movement or some change in their life without getting overwhelmed, they could start with your steps.
Absolutely. That's the key. I break it down in such small ways that it's not like, oh, my life is this. It could never get to that. You know what I mean? It's so simple that you're like, oh, I could do that. I could make this happen.
Right. Mm-hmm. And do you believe, I mean, I work with clients a lot in setting goals and creating a kind of a plan for themselves, but I find that it's easier for people to take action when they do have small goals versus, you know, kind of focusing on the big, large one. It's sometimes easier for them to wrap their mind around the fact that this is all I have to do today. And
Absolutely.
Then, you know, then the next day. Yeah.
Right. And that's why I start with the overall dream. You have to have the overall dream or else you're going to get really over, you know, you're going to want to quit in many different ways if that dream doesn't mean something to you. But then along the way, you do have to have ways to break it up into incremental pieces. And kind of how I talk about that in the book is the hustle, you know? So on a daily basis, the book also has homework in every chapter. So this is not, this is not something that you read and you're just like, oh, cool. This is something that if you want it to change your life, and teach you how to live your dream, you got to put in the work. Every chapter, you have to do the homework. You have to journal. Because if you do that, by the time you're done, you will have created your own story. You'll have your own proof point the same way I did mine. And it's in the write it step, that's exactly what we do. We break it down so it doesn't seem so overwhelming.
I love that. And I feel like that's so powerful for people to take the action and then experience their answers and experience what it's like to think about it and experience what it's like to envision. You know, that's fantastic. So please tell everybody, you know, where they could find the book and where you're going to, you know, be today. And
absolutely. So the book is available now. It came out on Tuesday. It's at Barnes & Noble, all your major retailers, Amazon, of course. And it debuted on Tuesday at number 9 on the self-help hot new releases of Amazon. So thank you so much to readers who got out there and put reviews up. And then I have a big signing in New York. If you have any listeners here, we're doing a signing tonight at 7 at Powerhouse Arena in Brooklyn. And then the book tour starts with Portland, Seattle, and LA at Barnes & Noble. Can't wait.
That is incredible. What an exciting time for you right now. I'm so happy that all of this has come to fruition for you. And can people find you like day in and day out? Do you do some counseling or you have a website people could find you if they want to get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. I am also a life coach, so I can coach this method. I have 9 coaches around the world who also can coach it for me. All of that information you can find on my website at sarahcentrella.com. So you can get coaching if you want some help reading through this book. And we also have a global movement on Facebook who is, you know, reading it together and helping each other out and doing a book club. So.
That's so great. I'm going to definitely be encouraging people to get involved in that because I think everyone needs a little community and support. So thank you so much for all the incredible work you're doing to really help people understand how to transform their lives. So thanks for being with us. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Stay well.